This is JIS News coming up. Education Ministry develops student-athlete transfer policy. JDF to get $1.3 billion to improve operations and Health Ministry to increase efforts to track privately vaccinated children. The news in detail after this message.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education has developed a policy framework for the transfer of student athletes between schools as part of efforts to deter the practice of buying athletes. Buying athletes involves the transfer of students from one school to another for participation in a sport program on the promise of economic gain for the student, his family, or his original school. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the policy outlines the conditions under which transfers will be approved by the Ministry of Education, as well as sanctions for schools or students found to have engaged in athlete buying.
ISA will continue to impose a mandatory one-year wait period, but will add the option of additional waiting periods and or school bans where there are proven breaches in the transfer process.
The education minister insists that the academic advancement of students must not be compromised by their involvement in sports or any other co-curricular activity. Minister Thwaites was outlining the student transfer policy tabled as a ministry paper in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The Ministry of Health will be focusing on the reporting of children vaccinated by private health practitioners to ensure this information is included in its coverage data. This will form part of the National Measles Prevention Campaign. Director of Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-DeCasse, says teams from the ministry will be speaking with private medical practitioners to ensure the reporting is done on a timely basis.
The reports that come in to national level about the number of children immunized should come from both public and private sector, because we ensure that the whole population is covered. So those who are immunized that the reports don't come in, we won't capture it in our data. So we are improving on all of the various aspects to ensure that the children are, one, immunized, and secondly, that we have the data and information so that we can include them in our coverage data.
Dr. DeCasse was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The Ministry of Health is seeking to vaccinate 195,000 children ages 1 to 6 years as part of the National Measles Prevention Campaign. The campaign got underway February 16 and will continue until May 8. The government is projecting expenditure of more than $1.3 billion to improve and upgrade the operations of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, in the new fiscal year. The money is outlined in the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure, which will be considered by the Standing Finance Committee of the House of Representatives starting March 3. The sum will be distributed among the JDF military services, Air Wing, Coast Guard and Engineering Services. $872.4 million has been allocated to military services for the purchase of vehicles. $139 million earmarked for the Air Wing will go towards the purchase and overhaul of aircraft. $75 million will go to the engineering services to facilitate the start of construction of a jetty at the JDF Coast Guard headquarters in Port Royal. And the remaining $308 million will go towards construction and improvement works. And Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the government is making strides towards creating a green economy by increasing investment in renewable energy projects. This will also see the establishment of several energy efficiency programs, doubling Jamaica's renewable energy capacity in the next 2 years.
Our latest figures are that 9.7% of all of Jamaica's energy consumption, including electricity, transportation fuels and other forms, comes from renewable sources, and that number is increasing. To date, 5.7% of electricity generation comes from renewable sources.
Mr. Pickersgill was addressing the launch of the second Caribbean Green Economy Conference Monday. He reiterates that Jamaica is working to have 20% of energy coming from renewable sources by the year 2030, as outlined in the National Energy Policy. Action plans for key economic sectors, including energy and transportation, will be developed in the 2015-2016 financial year, which will give full consideration to climate change adaptation and mitigation. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.